Your organic search is over. Here's Naturally Savvy with health experts Andrea Donsky and Lisa Davis.
I remember hearing years ago about people getting their hair tested for metal. Andrea, is this something that you've heard about as well?
I've actually done it.
Oh, you have? All right. Well, you're going to have to tell our guest, Dr. Frantalone, all about it. Dr. Patrick Frantalone, he is back. He's a fantastic integrative physician from New York City. So glad to have you on.
So I heard about a hair analysis. Who did that?
I did. Andrea, I did. I had it done actually several years ago. And, you know, it's interesting. I love what came back. And I was actually pretty good as far as metals went. But I remember I was a little bit high on one of them. And I can't remember now because this was a few years ago. But I've done it.
I've done it, too. It's not legal in the state of New York where I live to do it any longer. But there are other ways to test for metals. But it was a reliable source for metals, and you look for toxic heavy metals, and then you look to see if you have deficiencies in zinc, selenium, and copper, which make your hair not grow. So that's what the test was good about. But metal toxicity is a big topic among everyone today, especially since something that went down in California about a week ago about wine. 31 California wines been sued for having arsenic in their wine.
Yeah, we heard about that. It's very interesting. So what are they going to, you know, do something to change that? Tell us a little. I don't know if you know much about what's been.
Well, so basically they tested the soil and did find arsenic in the soil where the orchards are and the grapes. So they're going to have to do something, but they recalled a lot of that wine. Although it's not toxic, you know, in a single dose, if you would have multiple bottles of wine, you would pick up a high level of arsenic. And, you know, arsenic is found in other substances that we all consume, brown rice protein shakes, applesauce, apple juice. But to be found in wine, it means no one really looked at the soil before the orchards, you know, before they planted. So that's a little disturbing.
That is disturbing.
What are some of the health issues that can happen from metal toxicity?
Well, every metal is different, but, you know, metals bind to other things in the body. So it could bind to the good metals and pull out calcium. So one of the bad things is osteoporosis or osteopenia, which is a bone loss. So metals, you know, mercury is probably the most widely known, although with children we talk about lead. But, you know, metals bind to different substances in the body, but they can cause symptoms of a general flu-like illness, fatigue, weakness, pins and needles in your legs. And some of heavy metal intoxication so bad acutely can cause death. What we see, we don't really see acute intoxication a lot. We see chronic exposure. So people that have been drinking, let's say, water from lead pipes, or people been eating too much fish that hasn't been, it's not wild, but farmed. So you have to be careful with the fish today.
Yeah, no, there's so many heavy metals in fish, along with their antibiotics and all the other bad stuff in that. So I always recommend a fish oil when it comes to people wanting to get their DHA or their EPA. So I love that you actually mentioned that. So what are some of the ways that people can help to detox themselves from metals? Because I also know that we need to be careful, right? You can't just go and do some type of detox because it can cause some other effects in our body. So what do you recommend?
Yeah, so basically if you think you have metals in your body and you want to detox, you just shouldn't go on the internet and find a detox, because you could move the metals from one area of the body to the other. And the one area we worry about if you move the metals to the brain. So simple detox is you could take some cilantro and parsley. They're great detoxers of metals. You could use glutathione, which is a great antioxidant. You could get the reduced form, and you could start taking that. What you don't want to do is take a lot of antioxidants, because that's where you move it around. So a basic detox is have a green juice, add some parsley or some cilantro, maybe a pinch of each, and have one green juice a day, and that's a good detox. And then as far as supplements, vitamin C detoxes, glutathione, NAC. So there's a lot of great detoxes out there. But you just want to be careful and make sure you ask a healthcare provider.
Now, I've heard of, I think it's chelation, right, where they talked about doing things through the blood and doing a detox there, obviously under a healthcare provider. Is that something that you think would help as well?
It would. I do chelation in my office. I've been board certified in chelation about 21 years through the American College of Advancement of Medicine, and I do chelate metals out of the body. You really do have to do it with supervision, because what it does pull out, it pulls out the good as well as the bad. So if we're doing chelation, which in Greek means to grab onto, you're pulling out the aluminum, you're pulling out the lead and the mercury, it's also pulling out calcium, magnesium, and the good ones, so you have to replace that. So that's why it can be toxic if you don't replace the good minerals.
No, and I love that you said that. I just want to go back to the green drinks for a second. So if someone were to say, okay, I want to detox from heavy metals. I mean, I would guess good prevention is, you know, obviously to have your green drinks anyways is great. But is there something more, you know, if they're going to say, I'm going to have one green juice a day for a month, is that going to help to detox it, or do they need to go in a more stringent type of
detox? Well, that would help, but you'd make sure they have to put cilantro and parsley in that green drink, because most green drinks don't contain cilantro and parsley. They would do like kale, broccoli, spinach. So you have to add the cilantro and the parsley to get the effect of detoxing, because what those two herbs do is they bind to the heavy metals and you pee it out in your urine.
And they cross the blood-brain barrier, right, which is why they're
correct.
So effective?
Yes, that's why they're great. That's why we love them. So I always try to get, even if I'm not doing a detox, when I get a green juice that they had Organic Press or Organic Avenue, I always ask them to throw a little cilantro in it, because I think it's just a healthy
thing. Yeah, I love cilantro.
Yeah, I think it's healthy.
Did you know that there's they did a study that shows that to some people cilantro tastes wonderful and to other people it tastes like dirt? Have you guys ever heard of that study?
I thought it was pretty interesting. I had patients of mine who said they would never touch cilantro in their life because it tastes like they're eating dirt. And I said, how can you say that?
My husband has that.
Yeah. I think it's a taste bud thing. I think it's something with the taste buds.
Interesting. Yeah. That's
what
really
about you, Andrea?
But
how is it for you? Do you like cilantro? I love cilantro.
I do like cilantro. Yeah, so it tastes totally fine and not dirt-like to me. So it's all good on my end.
But see, look
at
you talk about food, but you know, I see a lot of female patients that they get metal toxicity from hair color.
Yes, it's a huge source of, and two sorts of estrogens also. So hair color is one of those things that we really want women to be aware of with their buying. So what do you recommend to people who need to, because...
Well, there are natural hair colors out there. You know, from France, there's natural hair color out there. Henna is better than, you know, all these other ones. But I have them talk to the salon and say, listen, what are you using? Because I'm getting aluminum every single time in my blood, which then goes into the tissue. It must be in the color of the hair. And they say no, and we source it on the internet and we find out there is aluminum. So I ask them to go to a natural henna or just stop coloring their hair. And I hate to say that, but I mean, aluminum does cause Parkinson's and Alzheimer's. So it
is a source of that. You know what? Actually, someone told me that henna has lead in it.
Henna does have lead in it. That was just found out about maybe a couple of months ago, so now I have to stop using henna. So there's a French company, I can't think of anything, Leather Tea, that does have no metal in it.
Yes. Oh, okay, so if we can find out the name, you know what, I'm going to do some research, and if you find out, let us know, and then we'll post it on Naturally Savvy.
Good.
Because I'm not there yet. I'm getting there,
okay.
Because I know I'm going to have to start dyeing my hair shortly, and I'm definitely too vain to just go all gray, so I would love to know. You know, that's going to be my next research project, is to find a good natural hair color that doesn't have any chemicals in it.
But I think it's important that people know about not only the food, but products that they use that contain metal.
No, absolutely. So you said that you do chelation. We have about not even a minute left, but you said You said that you do chelation therapy at your clinic. What else do you do that can help people detox from heavy metals?
Oh, I do a lot of vitamin drips. So I put maybe 25 to 50 grams of vitamin C with a couple of other minerals in it to detox the body. So people that don't want to undergo chelation, because chelation takes out the bad and the good, where vitamin C just takes out the bad, we could do a detox with vitamin C and glutathione.
You know, I would love us to do a show on chelation, because I think it's something a lot of people have heard of, especially when it comes to heart disease and obviously the heavy metals. So it'd be cool to just get some insight from you as to a doctor who does this on a regular basis.
Okay.
So Lisa,
we should
schedule. Yeah, that would be amazing.
Oh,
all right.
Definitely.
So for those of you who would like to learn more about Dr. Fratellone, you can visit his website at fratellonemedical.com. You can also follow him on Twitter at Patrick1939. And that's PATRIC1939. I'm Andrea Donsky, along with Lisa Davis. This is Naturally Savvy Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD and at Naturally Savvy. Thanks for listening, everyone. I hope you have a good, healthy, heavy metal detox day. Stay well.